One Tuesday night this past fall on Fox TV, an innovative thriller debuted. It's called 24, and the action begins at midnight, several hours before the polls open for the California presidential primary.
Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been kidnapped. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. This is the longest day of my life.
Actually, he's Kiefer Sutherland, and 24 is turning into the longest day in my life and in the lives of other TV viewers who have been gratefully sucked into this series with a plot more Byzantine than an Enron flowchart. Every hour of 24 is 1 hour of one day. The series unfolds in real time. So at the end of tonight's episode, halfway through the television season, it will be high noon for Jack Bauer, for Terry and Kimberly, his imperiled wife and daughter, not to mention Senator David Palmer. Unlike other TV series, 24 is a tough sell to skeptical friends. How do you leap aboard this speeding train at 11 a.m. without knowing who killed Janet York in the wee hours of the morning? Joining us is Joel Surnow, who's one of the creators of 24. And Mr. Surnow, what is your answer to those who say, I'd love to watch this program. Maybe I'll start next year when it's in reruns.
I would say we'll gladly take you next year, but there's still lots of great television this year. We have another 13 hours, including tonight. Although there are lots of stories that go off the beaten path in the first 12 hours that you have missed, the central story remains the same, which is Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, is trying to prevent a presidential candidate from being assassinated and trying to uncover the conspiracy behind it.
And for people who might just tune in tonight for the first time, tell us about some important characters that they'll have to know about to watch the program.
Fundamentally, the show breaks down like this. There's Jack Bauer, who is the head of a sort of CIA-like regional office called the CTU, Counterterrorist Unit. He was discharged on a case at midnight of this day to find the person or persons who are part of a conspiracy to kill David Palmer. David Palmer is a presidential candidate. He's African American, and today is the day of the California primary. So on this primary day, Jack Bauer's trying to stop Senator David Palmer from being killed. Along the way, his wife, Terry, and his daughter, Kim, have been kidnapped. We find out that they are sort of holding Jack ransom. So the conspiracy has led itself to Jack. They're trying to inhibit Jack from protecting Palmer.
This is a program about intrigue, assassination attempt, one might say terrorism. Did it hurt the program that it had been scheduled to begin right after September 11th?
Not as much as NYPD Blue moving to 9 o'clock. That was a terrorist attack, as far as I'm concerned, when they moved that to Tuesday at 9.
When it was midnight on the day of the California primary and all this began, were all 24 hours in the can? Was everything written and settled?
Gosh, no, they're still not in the can. At first, we got about 8 episodes in, and then we had to write the scripts and see where that was. After that 8, we were able to go into batches of 4, so then we did 8 to 12. After 12, we weren't quite sure what our end game was going to be, and we wrote a couple of episodes that just sort of got us to 15 and 16, and then we sort of saw how this was going to play out. We also signed on Dennis Hopper.
Yes, I've read that.
For the last 5 episodes, and that actually helped mold the final end game for us. Then after a few episodes that we just sort of wrote as standalone, then we were able to conceive the last 6 or 7 episodes.
But as of right now, the last hour of the day is not yet filmed.
Well, we know where the last hour is going to be. Mm-hmm. We're writing the last 3 scripts as we speak here.
Well, thanks for all these Tuesday nights.
Oh, well, thank you for watching. It's great for us to hear.
Okay, Joel Surnow, who is one of the creators of 24. Which airs Tuesday evenings on the Fox television network.